This is KCUR 89.3. Many educators assume that more experienced teachers lead to greater student achievement. But a charter school in downtown Kansas City has both some of the metro's most impressive test scores and some of its least experienced teachers. KCUR's Kyle Palmer wanted to find out how this was possible.
Part of the answer may lie in what teachers at the Kaufman School were doing on a recent Friday afternoon once students had left for the day. One by one, teachers on Kaufman's fifth grade team practiced leading each other in lines up and down the hallways, simulating students moving between classes. When her turn came, Shelley Brown gave quiet but firm instructions.
Kristen has her hands by her side.
Good, right, boys.
Spencer has his hands by his side.
Brown then got immediate and detailed feedback from an instructional coach.
Really good job scanning all the way up and down and catching that. I would say the one thing is like positively narrate the hands to your side.
In other words, Brown is doing well at looking up and down the line, but needs to work on praising students who are behaving correctly. Even at the end of a long week, Brown seemed to relish the opportunity to practice these skills.
The thing about teaching is no one's ever perfect at it. And so this week I literally like had moments where I was with my kids in the hallway and I was like, this isn't that good.
That's one thing I really want to prioritize is everybody, even if you don't get a chance to role play multiple times today, everyone can take these look fors and know what to see in the hallway. So be all in, whether you're an observer looking for feedback or you're the person role-playing.
These weekly practice sessions where teachers role-play specific classroom situations is an integral part of how Kaufman trains and develops its teachers. School CEO Hannah Loftus says this intensive direct coaching style is beneficial for a faculty that averages just 3 years on the job.
We want this to be the flight simulator so that we can make mistakes here and you don't crash and burn in front of kids.
This approach seems to be working. Kaufman this past year had some of the best reading and math scores in Missouri. Loftus says that is no accident. She says her school has prioritized hiring teachers who are open to being coached the Kaufman way.
I would rather hire a B or a C skill level teacher with an A plus growth mindset. I see much more drastic improvement, and that's the culture that we want to have.
So to extend the flight simulator metaphor, you could say Kaufman teachers are logging a lot of flight time. Teachers here say they are role-playing weekly, even daily in some cases, and the feedback from coaches can be relentlessly minute. Listen here as a coach tells a new staff member what posture to have as she practices letting students into class.
Okay, do it again. And then what I noticed was you shifted your weight to your right side. Just stay squared up. Weight even on both feet. Go ahead.
Initially, when I got feedback, I was taken aback, like, oh my God, I thought I was better.
Kirsten Brown, no relation to Shelley, taught at another Kansas City charter school before coming to Kaufman last year. Now she gets data weekly that shows how well she and her colleagues are executing certain classroom skills, making it clear what she needs to practice.
I always kind of guess what my students needed in order to go to the next level academically. I clearly know now because I know how to analyze data, how to get data effectively, and how to action plan and implement things that my students need to move to the next level academically.
But some veteran educators remain doubtful that what Kaufman does can be applied on a larger scale. Andrea Flinders with the Kansas City chapter of the American Federation of Teachers says coaching methods like the ones used at Kaufman can certainly benefit new teachers who often struggle with things like classroom management, but she seems skeptical that more seasoned pros would want to be coached in this way.
There comes a time once you understand classroom management where you can relax, your children can relax, and it's not quite so overbearing, I think is the word, where it's something that's natural.
Shelley has her eyes facing forward.
Spending just a few moments watching Kaufman's teachers act how they want their students to behave allows one to see the school's expectations. Interestingly, when asked whether Kaufman's coaching methods limit her freedom as a teacher, Shelley Brown used the same logic as Flinders to justify why this works for her.
When we like know exactly what to do and what to expect when we're like moving kids from one class to another, starting a new activity, giving a direction, then having that space be consistent means that the rest of the time I can be myself. My class can run the way that I want it to, and the kids can like feel successful and safe.
Those at Kaufman readily admit not all educators would want to step into the school's flight simulator, but they also suggest that with their student test scores, maybe more should. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Kyle Palmer.